Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
It is a 9:06. We're in the fourth hour of our show. And as we grind on, I'm going back and forth with Ella McDowell. We're going to try to get her after we get Heather on. I know we got to have David Longinati too. We're here for the obviously the big Kentucky Derby weekend. Got Kentucky Oaks tonight. Come over if you don't have plans. This is the last weekend of racing for the year, so weather's going to be great. Get your hotel room. Come over, get something to eat. Have a little fun in the casino. Let's find out too from Heather Baker. What else we need to know about what's going on in the state
Bring
this
it.
Weekend? Let's go.
She has the busiest social calendar in the state of Arkansas. Her insight on what to do across the state is unrivaled. She is the go-to person when you need an event promoted. It's time to talk to the queen of promotions from AY Magazine and Arkansas Money and Politics. It's Heather Baker.
Good morning, Heather Baker.
Good morning, guys. What a beautiful day. It's going to be a great weekend.
It is. It seems like everywhere I turn, Heather Baker is talking or emceeing or out on a stage. Am I wrong in that perception? Does it seem like everywhere I look, you've been doing that the last few weeks?
Well, it's definitely nonprofit season. I am so honored in being able to do what I do. But we just bypassed $3 million in giving back to nonprofits through AY Media Group.
Wow.
So we are so honored to do that. And yeah, this week we've got cupcakes, for goodness sake, Saturday that I'll be at. Monday we have the Delta Diamond Chef there at Saracen with Todd Gold. It's going to be returning champion Chef Payne going up for his award. Thursday I'll be at Junior Achievement, the Hall of Fame luncheon. And I'll be giving the Experian Awards with your own Hope Fort, with David Fort as well.
Yeah.
it's a jam-packed weekend. But yeah, this I woke up to a very nice article and honored about being 30 years, David and Roger. I've been doing this for 30 years. I started when I was 12, guys. Don't get it wrong.
Nice.
I am still young.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
I saw that one of your introductions the other day, they were talking about you've been in the marketing advertising game for 30 years, and that's and being a woman, too, is not the easiest thing. And things have changed a little bit, I think, from when you first got started. But, yeah, that's pretty impressive. When you get over to me, I've always said the 20-year mark is impressive. When you get past that to 25 or 30, even more impressive. So congratulations there.
You bet.
Piggy?
Thank you. It definitely changed, and you know, especially starting out in the automotive world. When you want to talk about a Me Too moment, I definitely overcame some crazy things in the industry, but I love it. I love Arkansas. We love being so pro-business and featuring credible teams like the Buzz. Everybody on the Buzz and your whole team has been featured in our, you know, in our products, but just really showcasing the incredible state that we live in.
Yeah. What do we need to know about this weekend besides Oaklawn, Heather?
Well, my first and biggest thing is when you say the word cake or cupcakes, I'm in. But cupcakes, for goodness sake, is for CareLink. And CareLink is trying to help seniors stay in their homes as long as possible. That all the resources, because, I mean, can you imagine, just like your mom, David, like she gets to stay in her own house, use her own stuff. Like that's what we need to do, is help these seniors stay in their homes. But they are going to have 10,000 plus cupcakes.
Wow.
So you're going to have the option to eat as many as you want with a ticket purchase of only $20. Come in there and sample and eat as many as you want. I'll be giving out my own special cupcake award, but you're not going to want to miss this. It's Argenta Plaza, North Little Rock, on Saturday at 3 o'clock. It's from 3 to 6 in the afternoon. The weather's going to be amazing. We are so excited to be a sponsor. There are going to be professional chefs and amateur chefs out there. So if you want to just have a good time, chill in that beautiful plaza, that's where it's at. Of course, I've got to give a shout out to Oaklawn for Rick Springfield, because everybody wants to come see Jesse's Girl. I've heard tickets are very limited there. Are y'all going to go see that tonight?
It's actually sold out now, officially, according to Wayne this morning. So it's sold out. It took a little while to do it, but I think it's going to be packed tonight.
Yeah.
big red crab.
Oh yeah, that's going to be a concert everybody wants to see. Iconic. He never ages. Like I saw him at Barton Coliseum a couple years ago, and I mean he looked exactly like he did in his video in the 80s. So you're in for a treat there. But we've got a magical creatures night at the Garland County Fair again in Hot Springs. Hot Springs has this going on. That's tonight, 6:30 day. And what that is dragons, wizards, fairies, mermaids, gnomes of all ages. They will be real-life unicorns there, fairies, events. I mean, so this is going to be fun for all little magical people for at 6:30 tonight, again, at the Garland County Library. Soma, you know, that's on the other side of Main Street. They're celebrating 20 years, so congratulations to Soma and that development. Tonight, they're going to be having their birthday party from 4 to 7 on the Main Street. You're going to have shopping, live music, food, art, community experience, and free birthday cake. So go check that out. They'll be having, they'll be singing Happy Birthday at 6 o'clock, but it starts at 4. We have the Arkansas State Fairgrounds is going to have the 24th Annual Therapeutic Recreation Arts Festival. And Roger and David, that is a festival that helps kids with special needs. And we always need to have these events to elevate these kids and their families for everything they go through. But they're going to have activities, hands-on activities, foam projects. You can make necklaces, bracelets. They're going to have musicians, dance contests, and games and more. So this is free for your families. Just really come out and enjoy yourselves. It's going to be 10 a.m. to 1 o'clock. So it's going to be going on pretty shortly today at the Arkansas State Fairgrounds. We also have Toad Suck Days. So that is going to be Uncle Cracker is going to be headlining this year. Shopping, carnival rides, children's activities, and of course the World Championship Toad Races. So you're not going to want to miss that. That starts today, goes all the way through Sunday, downtown Conway. Another incredible event in Hot Springs is the Hot Springs Jeep Fest. That is all weekend long as well. So you're going to have a poker run, which anybody in Jeeps knows what that is. You'll have the trail rides, meet and greet, show and shines, food vendors, and so much more. And that's going to be at the Garland County Fairgrounds in Hot Springs. And then I guess y'all been talking about the craft beer festival there at Oaklawn in the infield, David.
Have that going on while you have racing happening. Yeah,
right.
Pretty impressive.
Right. You got like two events simultaneously happening in the same place. So there's going to be so much going on there. We also have the Bark in the Park on Sunday at MacArthur Park. So this is going to be for you to take out your furry friends at the Block Paw Tee, if you get it, their paws.
You get it.
So they're going to have dog parades, so much more. 12 o'clock on Sunday is formerly the Barkus on Main. This is what this was called in the past. If you loved that event, you can check out Bark in the Park on Sunday. Also, Miracle League Burger Competition, Kavanaugh Boulevard and the Heights. If you love burgers, this is where you can come out and try the world's best, because this is another one of the golden tickets to the world food. You know, I did that with the Pie Festival last weekend, and I think I ended up eating like 41 bites of pie, y'all. So if you see me and I'm a little bit more squishy, then that's why.
you work out hard so you can afford to eat more pie. We can't.
There you go.
But I can't.
But this will be for the world and the... Yes, you can. You're looking great, David. But this will be for the Miracle League Burger Competition, and it is on Sunday, so check that out. Again, if you want to check out the Delta Diamond Chef, it's Monday, Junior Achievement. Y'all, this is very near and dear to my heart. And on the state board, we are teaching kids financial literacy, and this is so important. These are the skills that the kids need to go and further their life, to understand what a credit score is, how to buy a house, the mentorships in the businesses. So this is what, if you, that's near and dear to your heart, check that out. There are tickets still available to the Hall of Fame event on May the 7th, so you can check that out online. But we'll have all of this on aymag.com, all of the music, all the sports, and all the weekend events.
Also, Roger, we want to mention it's the 5th annual For the Love of Jeeps Trail Ride. You mentioned one in Garland County. There's one at the New Blaine for the New Blaine VFW Post 8383. You know, they've been doing that one for years. Jamie Daly and Jimmy Stewart. And so, that's a 10 a.m. deal that goes to all the way till probably midnight. So raising good money for a good cause there at New Blaine VFW Post 8383. All right, Heather, listen.
Thanks, Heather.
Keep up the good work. We appreciate you. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, let's try Ella one more time, and just see if we can get her. I'm not sure what the issue is. She's down in Austin. So's darn Texas Longhorns that are causing problems. Let me know, Christian, if you make a connection with her. By the way, if you missed it last night, they went 2-0 over Austin, over the Texas Longhorns. The first time they've won a game in Texas, they were 0-5 going into there. 0-6. Take that back. They were 0-6. Finally, win last night. They'll play at 7 tonight. The Razorback men play Ole Miss tonight at 7. No, we said 6. 6 for the men.
Correct.
That means Double R will be done at 5:30.
Out of there!
And then, of course, we the tennis starts at 11 o'clock today.
There is no tennis program.
There is a tennis program. There is.
Oh.
There is. It's in the net.
Where is tennis? Where is tennis?
It's in the net.
It's in the black.
It's in the
red. Was it a connection with Ella?
All right.
All right.
Do we have Ella's official opening?
We do, yes.
Let's hit it. Let's go.
She arrived in Fayetteville ranked as the nation's number one high school infielder. Delivered on that ranking by starting all 58 games for the Razorbacks and being named Freshman All-American. Her sophomore campaign has been even better. She has scored more runs than any other Razorback and has more home runs already than she did last year. What makes her even more valuable is her leadership, her energy, big hits, big moments, and big-time swagger. Get loud, Arkansas. The future is now. Ella McDowell is here.
Woo! Wow. Woo! Wow. What an introduction.
Opening for... Wow.
Good morning, Ella. How about that?
Yeah, good morning. How y'all doing?
We're doing great. Quite the introduction there. Did you hear the music that was playing, Ella? Did you hear the background music?
No, I did not hear it.
It was Vogue, Madonna's Vogue. Do you have... I saw a post. Isn't that one of your favorite songs? Did I see that somewhere?
Yeah, that's my walk-up song this year, and that's probably my favorite song.
Wow. That's what we thought. I saw you on social media. Christian, good job on getting that for
Ella. Oh, Christian.
Hey, listen, congratulations. Big win last night. Historic, just like it was in Oklahoma, winning a game there. You won first game last night, 2-0. And you guys were, you didn't celebrate like it was the greatest thing ever because you got more business to take care of it. But let's just talk about last night first. An unbelievable job on the mound. I think it was 8 strikeouts for Robin, and she just maybe her best game I've ever seen her pitch.
Yeah, I actually completely agree with that. Playing third base behind her, she was just electric and so dialed in and so focused on what she wanted last night, and I thought she executed very well, so I was super proud of her.
Yeah, I think 8 strikeouts, I don't know, maybe just 1 or 2 walks. I mean, and that is one of the top hitting teams in America in Texas. They're top 10 in almost every category. And then you guys didn't produce a lot of runs last night, but you did what you needed to do. And if you take care of business tonight, you win the series. What was sort of the mindset on the backside? I saw Coach Dyfel's talk, and she was calm, wasn't real like super excited like it was anything special. But what was sort of the mindset after the game last night? Because you did do something that never happened before, and that's winning in Austin.
So I didn't even know that. I guess that was like our first time winning in Austin, so that is really special and pretty historic for our program. And the talk last night from Coach Dyfel, like you said, she was very calm and poised, and it was just reiterating that, we didn't come here just to win one game. Like, we really want to come in and try to win the series, and if we just keep continuing to play Arkansas softball, the sky's the limit.
Yeah, it definitely. I mean, you guys definitely looked like you were in control and did what it needed. Did what needed to be done. Game time tonight is at 7 o'clock. I did want to mention too. Congratulations on hitting 40 wins. So I know you're so busy, Ella, that it's hard for you to keep up with stats. Like I mentioned, you guys winning for the first time in Austin. But so you've won 40 games. That's the 8th time that's happened in program history. 6 of those seasons of 40 wins came under Coach Dyfel, who's been there 11 years. And so pretty darn impressive, especially when you look at the kind of schedule you guys have. I mean, you've got the toughest schedule in America, according to the folks who do that. Pretty darn impressive to get 40 wins against that kind of schedule.
Yeah, I'm super proud of our team. 40 wins in a season. I couldn't even have dreamed of that when you look at Arkansas, 10-15 years ago.
Yeah,
so
right.
Coach Duckles really turned this program around, and I'm just, every day I'm just incredibly thankful that I get to play for her. She is incredible.
What do you, so on a day like today, the game's not till 7 tonight, so what does Ella McDowell do all day? At some point, I'm sure y'all take some batting practice, but what do you do to pass the time? Do you watch a movie? Do you do homework? Do you get on the phone? Do social media? What's your day like today?
So today, like you said, we'll go to batting practice and move around a little bit, and then after that, I like to get a little lift in, just pump some weight, make myself get all juiced up and feel good.
Gotcha.
After that, probably scroll on my phone a little bit, watch a little bit of TikTok. I really like watching YouTube, too, and just listen to music. And then I got to take a nap because I have to settle myself down because I get really excited before the games. And
gotcha.
Once I'm awake, I'm chill, I'm ready to go, and it's game time from there.
What time do you normally take your nap? If the game's at 7, what time will be your nap time today?
So I'm thinking probably around, I'll sleep from 2:36 all the way to probably 3:39. And I say those specific numbers.
Yes.
I'm really like, okay, I'm going to fall asleep at, you know, at 26, and then I'll wake up at 39.
Wow.
I have a very set schedule, and my roommate
wow.
is in front of me for it. But
wow, that is wild. We're not going to make fun of you.
Do what I
got to
do.
No, that's
not. Do you listen to white noise? Are you doing that, or are you just closing your eyes?
Yeah, it's I put my AirPods in, got the rain music going, and I'm out. Like, yesterday,
all right. That's it. All right.
My nap yesterday was 45 minutes, and 22 out of those minutes I was in like deep sleep. So.
Wow, I gotta try the rain.
That is outstanding.
I fall asleep to Seinfeld. I'm gonna have to try the rain.
I love that she has the specific numbers.
Yeah, no, that's almost psychotic. But you know what? Whatever it takes.
Exactly right. Well, hey, listen. I know we had a little problem with the phones, but thanks so much for jumping on.
Yeah.
We'll let you get back to your routine. Good luck tonight. Beat those Longhorns. We people in Arkansas, as you know, Ella love beating Texas. At any sport, any time. And so to beat them at, you know, number 5 in the nation at their place was outstanding. And I hope you guys do it again tonight. We'll talk to you next week.
Clap us out, Ella.
Yeah, thank you all again. All right, let's see if I can get this right. All right, Morning Mayhem. 2 claps and a suwee.
Suwee!
Boom.
Nailed it.
That's a good sign for tonight.
Great Ella. Sign. Get
right.
some sleep.
See you, Ella.
Thanks Ella. Go Hawks.
Outstanding. See you.
Thanks, y'all.
Got young lady there. How
yes,
about that?
Yes, yes, yeah.
David Lagunati joins us.
David
looking all spiffy there. Look
how about
at that? What's up, Dave? How you doing, man? Put that mic up right to your mouth. Say something there. No, you can't hear anything? Let's see. Oh, I see what the deal is there. How about that? Huh, that's weird.
You got nothing. Why don't you?
Say
well,
something.
I do now.
You hear it? It's weird. Let's just try that with that headset. Just make it easy. Yeah, there we go.
Works.
Yeah, that one works very well.
So do that one.
Hey, good buddy.
Check.
Okay, there you go. How are you? Good to see
I'm
you.
I'm doing great.
Congratulations. You guys have made it to the finish line. You're there.
Just about. We're almost there.
Yeah, I got a big couple days today.
It's kind of a bittersweet moment.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been working our tails off for 6 months, and we're happy to see it end. But then by middle of next week, we'll want the horses back.
Yeah, and you've had good weather the last, say, month or so.
It's been great.
Yeah.
Great good weather.
Yeah, and of course, we early, I guess, either Wayne or whoever, maybe everybody stopped by. You get started in November next year, is that right?
Yeah, Black Friday.
Good Lord. That is crazy to think that, racing from November to...
Well, after spending all day on Thursday Thanksgiving with family, it's good to get away.
You know what I mean? I agree there.
Yeah. Come to trivia.
Today's a long day, too. You got the Kentucky Oaks. It's like 9 o'clock tonight. It's 7:20.
The prime time Kentucky Oaks.
Yeah.
7:40 our time. So we'll be here, pretty late tonight as well.
Well, that's okay.
And tomorrow night, too. I mean, the Kentucky Derby is, we've got 13 races on the card tomorrow, closing day. Of course, we end with my favorite race of the year, the Trails End, the last race on the card, where our bugler, Natalie, will you know, when the horses get out in the post parade, they'll stop, they'll turn, they'll face the crowd. She plays Auld Lang Syne. Our track announcer, Matt, basically tells goodbye to the Arkansas racing fans until November.
Yeah, that's
it's really the neatest tradition in racing.
Yeah, Nancy said, are you guys the only one that does it? You guys,
yeah, we're the only ones who do anything close to that.
Very cool. Wow. The of course, we asked you at the beginning of the race season at some point, okay, what's going to be the horse that we're talking about, the Kentucky Derby? And I can't recall now all this time where we started.
It was just yesterday.
Yeah. Renegade, obviously, is in a position that hasn't won in 40 years. Does he have a chance?
Well, a lot of those 40 years, it was a little bit different than it is today, because today they have a one gate that holds 20 horses.
Right.
So they don't have to scooch in as much.
Right.
Still, though, it is still a tough task with 20 horses to break from the rail. Everyone's crowding in on you. Irad Ortiz, this is his fourth time from breaking from the one hole in the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
So maybe fourth time will be charm for him. I think Renegade is, I think he's the best horse in the field.
Yeah.
But he's gonna have to have a good trip to win. I think, you know, here's Jason Milligan and I were just talking about it. I think there's no doubt that Renegade will run the fastest last quarter mile
of the
race.
Yeah. You saw that at the Derby. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. The way he closed ground and did it so easy in the Arkansas Derby, he's going to run the fastest final quarter of the field.
Yeah.
But
where's he going to be?
Yeah, where's he going to be when that quarter begins? Or where's he going to be, you know, and how the pace is going to set up, et cetera, et cetera.
Was it Christian that sang Renegade for us on the show?
Yes.
Do we have that, Christian? Do you have that handy? Let me see here.
I found it.
You got it. So what's going to happen is if Renegade wins this thing, Roger will have to do a new song.
Yeah.
I'll write it. Christian will say
Foreigner.
Yeah.
Isn't that right? Foreigner?
No, Renegade? Sticks. Is it
Sticks? Sticks or
Sticks.
Foreigner?
Yeah.
I get those two bands mixed up.
You got it, Christian?
The jig is up. The news is out. They finally found me. The Renegade who hadn't made retreat for a bounty. Never more to go astray. This will be the end today of a wanted man.
Very nice.
He's got a good voice.
I'll write it.
David Lanzanotti joins us. David, I remember, you know, Roger did that for American Pharoah. It was really cool. And you've given me a sheet somewhere, and I have it somewhere on my computer. Was it either 20 to 25 horses have since Smarty Jones? And on this day, Smarty Jones won the Kentucky Derby in 2004. This is the anniversary of that day. But I think there have been 20 to 25 horses that have won place or show in the Triple Crown races since that time.
When you think about the horses, the three-year-olds that have come through here since Smarty Jones. I mean, Smarty Jones started it, then we had a Fleet Alex, we had a Lawyer Ron, we had Curlin. Obviously, American Pharoah, Creator, who won the Belmont. Summer Bird, who won the Belmont.
Summer Bird!
It's just amazing. Of course, Mystic Dan, the last one. You know, Arkansas-owned Mystic Dan. We especially love it when an Arkansas-owned horse is able to do that on the national stage like that. So, I mean, it's the we don't have as many horses in the field this year as we did. Obviously, the Rebel winner would have looked good in this race, but he had an injury, so he's out. But just two horses in, I think, you know, as long as you got the right one or the right two, I think things are good. And you know, I was kind of upset that Silent Tactics scratched because I really liked his chances as well. Because, I mean, he would kind of do the opposite that Renegade. He's going to be the type that can just stalk that pace and have a good trip. But obviously, we'll wait and see him in the Preakness.
For those who can't be here, Oakland Anywhere is certainly there to help.
Absolutely. $200 sign-up bonus available to you. The first 30 days after you join, we give you $50 for every $200 you wager. And it's that simple. Download it on your iPhone or your iPad, or if you're an Android user, just go to bet.oaklawn.com.
You guys have decided when you're going to start and finish next year, but still hanging out there is the Derby Day. That's something you guys are still sort of working your way through, and I think
in the whole stakes schedule, we'll get a lot of discussion.
Which I think is great. You guys are trying to push the right buttons to make you most attractive.
Well, but I don't think it's a secret that we're really strongly considering moving the Derby back to its position. You know, a few years ago, where it's rather than 5 weeks before the Kentucky Derby, 3 weeks before the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
Now, what we do with the Fantasy and the Apple Blossom and the Oakland Handicap, I'll tell you, I mean, our racing office has really, really excelled this year, particularly with the older horses. We've had the best older horses in the world run here at Oakland this year, but like Oakland Handicap, the Essex, the Razorback Handicap. you know, White Abario, Skippy Longstocking, Magnitude, who won the Razorback, and then, you know, Sovereignty, who has made his first start since last year, as well as Journalism.
What was the Abario? That was 7 years old? Is that?
Yeah, 7 years old.
What's the determining factor on that Derby day?
Well, Lewis Silla.
I mean, that's just whatever.
We talked
about
horses.
This reason or that reason. Now, no, I mean, there may be something in there, but he's going to make that call and it's going to be done. But I didn't know if it was.
Well, it gives us another 2 weeks to put spacing between the Smarty Jones, the Southwest, the Rebel.
Gotcha.
It kind of gives you more space and time for that purpose, and also kind of makes us stand alone on that day.
Yeah, okay. That's a big one.
From three weeks out, we're basically the final real prep race for the Kentucky Derby.
Gotcha.
So I think that will help as well.
Right on.
If we decide to do that, we don't know yet.
Yeah.
Well, congrats on another great year. Yeah.
Well, thank you guys.
Yeah.
And thank you guys for coming out here as often as you do and talking about us as much.
We enjoy the whole experience. Yeah. You know, every time we get to go out at 6:55 and see the horses train and just, you know, put that
you
out
get
there.
To talk to them.
Listen, I love talking to the trainers that come by. Good morning. Good morning. They go, you know what?
And they're on a big magnificent
steed. You know what? They say back,
say
good morning.
Of course they do.
Yeah. You think maybe like, hey, I'm too busy. Don't bother
no,
me with it.
But no, you don't see that on their faces.
No,
you don't
very
see that
nice.
At all.
Matter of fact, I think they enjoy somebody saying good morning to them. A stranger.
Let that be a lesson, folks. Say hello.
I don't think you're a stranger around here
anytime
anymore.
Anytime you see a stranger on a horse, say hello.
Me too. David Lagenotti.
Thanks, guys.
The best. Appreciate it. Have a great
weekend. Thank you, David.
All right, we will take a break, come back. It is 9:30 here in Oakland. Don't go away.
Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Turn back the clock on gym prices. This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas softball started their final regular season series of the year at Texas last night and got a win versus the defending champions, beating them 2-0. Today's game will be at 2, while Saturday's game will be at noon. Those two games can be seen on SEC Network Plus. Arkansas baseball starts their 3-game home series against 17th-ranked Ole Miss tonight. First pitch is set for 6. Coverage will be on SEC Network Plus and The Buzz. Saturday's game will be at 2 on SEC Network Plus and The Buzz. And Sunday's game will also be at 2. It'll be on the regular SEC Network and The Buzz. And the Arkansas Travelers hammered the Wichita Wind Surge last night, beating them 11-3. They'll play again tonight at 6:35. Radio coverage for all Travelers games can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Juliana Cullen.
Cooler temperatures on the way for today. We'll have highs reaching the mid to upper 60s, kind of similar to Thursday's weather with mostly cloudy skies, but a couple spotty showers can't be ruled out for the southern half of the state. Everyone will dry out, though, by this weekend. Temperatures back in the 70s with plenty of sunshine. This is meteorologist Juliana Cullen with the Arkansas Storm Team for the Buzz Radio Network.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
And they're off and running into the final weekend at Oakland Racing Casino Resort. Live racing hits the home stretch Thursday, April 30th through Saturday, May 2nd, and Oakland is closing the meet wide open. It's the horsepower giveaway, and this one's a photo finish. From the paddock, down the stretch, one lucky player will thunder into the winner's circle with a brand new Ford Bronco Raptor, sponsored by Riser Ford, awarded Saturday, May 2nd. Earn your entries by playing in Oakland's 24/7 smoke-free casino, over 1,500 slots plus blackjack, roulette, craps, and more. Or you can settle up at the track, earn entries through May 2nd, and stay alive until the final call Friday night post time for the encore, Rick Springfield, live at the Oakland Event Center. You can also add elite dining, the award-winning Astros Spa, and wall-to-wall action all weekend. It's down to the stretch, to the wire. Oakland Racing Casino Resort. Go to oakland.com for more fun and excitement.
One day, one chance to win a dream vacation. Give blood with Our Blood Institute on Saturday, May 2nd at any mobile blood drive or donor center near you, and you could win a getaway valued up to $2,000 from Dream Vacations. One lucky donor will win, but every donor will receive a free t-shirt and a Magic Springs theme and water park ticket. Donate blood on Saturday, May 2nd. Reserve your appointment now at obi.org/events. That's obi.org/events.
Mother's Day is Sunday, May 10th, and you can make it unforgettable with something truly special from Tipton & Hurst, Arkansas's premier florist for over a century. Tipton & Hurst is your most trusted source for gorgeous floral arrangements, fine gift baskets, and high-quality blooming plants. If you're looking for something to brighten your Mother's Day, Tipton & Hurst has you covered. Shop at locations in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Conway, Pine Bluff, and Rogers, or enjoy the convenience of delivery right to mom's doorstep. Don't miss out on this opportunity to show your mother how truly special she is. Call 501-666-3333 or visit TiptonHurst.com today.
Hey guys, it's Dee Dee from Ava Bella Day Spa. Guess what's right around the corner? Yep, Mother's Day. And we have the special packages for you. The Mama Time for $100. All the way up to the Mom and Me, where two of you get to come into the spa. Go to AvaBellaDaySpa.com, click on Instant Gift Certificates. You can print it off or send it right to the recipient. Or come on in our shop, 301 North Shackelford Road, Suite C3. That's Ava Bella Day Spa.
I'm Stephen Davis, and this is your Travs report for Friday morning. What a ball game last night in Wichita for the Travs to close out the month of April. They tie the known franchise record with 6 home runs last night. Hunter Fitzgerald hit 2 of them in the first 2 innings, each giving the Travs the lead. Lázaro Montes went deep as well. Former Razorback Caleb Calley hit a pair. Bill Knight also homering as the Travs built a huge early lead. They scored twice in the first, 5 times in the second, 2 more in the third, and coasted to the win behind a bullpen effort that at one point retired 15 consecutive batters. Travs hand the ball to Cade Anderson tonight, the number 3 overall pick from last year's draft out of LSU, making his 5th pro start. He's 1-0 with a 0.48 ERA as the Travs try to get May off on the right foot after going .500 in April. Again last night, 6 homers for the Travs in an 11-3 win. They play at Wichita again tonight. Coverage on Buzz 2 starts at 6:20. First pitch at 6:35. I'm Stephen Davis, and this is your Travs report.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app.
All right, 9:38. On this first day of May here at Oaklawn, as they wind down the racing season today and tomorrow, that's it. And if you don't have plans, come over and take advantage of it. I think, Roger, there are probably still some rooms you could probably get at the hotel and
maybe.
Plan a nice dinner. I think Rick's Springfield is sold out tonight, but it'll be fun, all the people coming out of that. Are you going to that, by the way?
No, Melissa and... Melissa, Susie... Monica, they're like a group of 8 or 10 girls are all going. So
get them all worked up.
That's right. The girls are going to be going crazy tonight.
That's it's
going
to be awesome.
The voice of Steve Qualls.
Who was part of the winning team last night, as a matter of fact?
Yeah, before everybody goes, well, y'all had a team of 14.
Yeah, that's right.
Look, we had a team of teachers. There was like 7 teachers and Melissa. Right. They were on one end of the table. Baz and all of us were on the other end of the table. We didn't even play trivia. We're
no, you didn't.
Talking.
You know what? And I'm not going to say Melissa's name, but someone at the table said, you know what? We're so happy that we won. Half of us wasn't paying attention. But again, I won't say
well,
that.
We just have so much fun. This is such
good.
A fun deal every Thursday.
Yeah.
And, you know, last night we had people there from Arizona, California.
Portland. I do a Portland question, and a guy walks in as I'm asking about Portland. He walks in and is happy to come show me his ID to let him know.
Pigskin, it's like when you go to a Roger Scott trivia, it's like being able to go to see a Seinfeld show or a Nate Bargatze show. It's just like...
It's a show.
Picture. He puts on a show.
It's a two-hour show.
People are laughing and standing ovations and it just...
Clap. Booing. It's
a, oh, yeah. There's a lot of booing going on.
I give every emotion... possible.
Steve,
it elicits.
That's right. Steve Qualls is if you haven't heard, he's our new NASCAR correspondent.
Thank you, Steve.
What do we need to know about, I know F1 is this weekend in Miami, F1 which you guys probably hate.
No, we love it.
NASCAR people don't like
car racing is car racing.
I like it.
They don't like FU.
What is it? Rubbing is racing.
So, this weekend, Trucks, O'Reilly, and Cup cars are all at Texas. They race trucks race tonight, 7 car O'Reilly's race tomorrow 2:30, and then Cup Series races Sunday 2:30.
What's the big race?
It'll be Sunday. It's the Cup Series.
Is there a name for it?
It's the Wirt 400.
Was that used to be the Winston?
Yeah, it used to be Winston.
Okay.
The sponsor this week is Worth.
That's the one where Tommy and I, this is a great story. Remember what happened, Roger?
Texas, yeah.
We're looking for the hotel. We're going to watch ULR play basketball down there, whatever city that the track is in. And we pull up when we think we're pulling up to this big hotel. And so we get out. It's in the dark. You sort of see the building, and we're getting out, getting our luggage out. And it's a Texas Motor Speedway.
Yeah.
And it just looks like a big hotel. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And they tell great parking.
Yeah. They got a good spot up front.
It was the old Griswold thing. Yeah. Hey, first one's in.
Yeah. The last weekend was Talladega, which is huge. You know, so it started out with the ARCA Series. And Cletus McFarland, which is a YouTube phenom, got almost 5 million followers, is racing part-time in ARCA right now. He loses the race by 1/100. And to give you an example of how fast these cars are running the length of a football field in less than a second.
Wow.
So that's how fast these guys are going.
That's the way to measure.
That's a good measure.
Gosh.
So anyway, there was three girls that ran in that race too, which is really cool because Toyota and some of these other sponsors or companies now have realized that they're going to go out and grab young kids, and they put them in a development program. And so that's what happened with that race is they had a girl, Isabella Rubasto.
Isabella Rubasto,
and she was leading the race at one point. They really thought that she was going to win, but anyway, the O'Reilly Series was won by Corey Day, which Corey Day also runs a high limit sprint car racing. So he won on Tuesday night in the sprint car, comes back Saturday, wins Talladega in the O'Reilly Series, and they go to Sunday, and you have your first winner, which was Carson Hocevar, he's had a lot of chat about him because he's been a little bit rough.
Oh, Carson!
But now all of a sudden he is so well loved in the sport. I mean his post race and his week of interviews has been phenomenal to get to know the inside of this guy and where he comes from.
Why has there been a lot of talk about it?
Well, he's a little rough. He got a little rough.
Well, we need that in Christian.
He's drove through a lot of people.
Okay.
And so I'm
interested.
He really did a good job. I mean, it was a great race. And then they had a big debacle with you had Bubba Wallace up in the front driving a Toyota, which his car was terrible all day long. He gets to the front, you know, and Talladega gets all drafting and pushing and pushing. In his car, you could not push him. And the guys got behind him, got a big run, pushing him. He couldn't keep control of his car, spun it, and he took 26 cars out.
He took 26
cars? 26 cars.
In one wreck?
In one wreck.
Wow.
So after that was over, I mean, they get them all back together, get back to racing, and that's when Hocevar comes to the front and wins.
All right. Well, that's
and so what was cool about Hocevar too is
Hocevar,
this guy is 6'4". I mean, he's a tall drink of water.
He's too big.
Well,
wow,
he gets at the far end. He's been thinking his whole deal how he's going to celebrate some way different. So he takes a steering wheel off his car, sits up on the doorpost.
I saw that.
And he gets at the far end.
Yeah.
And he drives back and he talks about how he knew where everybody was in the stands because he wanted to take everything in.
Oh.
And so he drove the car all the way back down the front stretch.
How did he drive it when
he was driving it with his feet.
So, Roger, he's sitting
there. Where's the steering wheel?
He had to take it off to get it. How do you steer it? He's stealing it with his hand. And then he runs it up into...
Well, because of that long body he's got, he can step
on it. And then he runs it up into the fence and does a burnout like it, and that was the end of it. But it was a great deal for him. It's a great deal for Spire Motorsports. First time they'd won since 2019. I mean, this guy's on fire. He's sponsored by Chili's. So this is what was really cool after the deal. You know, most time everybody stays there that night. They get on the jet, fly back to Mooresville, where his home base and their shops are.
Yeah.
And the Chili's stays open till 1 o'clock, and they do their celebration at Chili's.
Very nice.
Oh, very cool.
What about the 2311?
He got hung up in the wreck.
Yes, it's all right. Yeah. So you're sure everybody's done in Texas this weekend?
Everybody's in Texas. It's going to be great. All right. Texas is so much fun. It's simple to go to. It's easy to get tickets. You can there's great seats everywhere. It's a fun event. I mean, you can meet Hot Springs there in 5 hours.
That's the only one I've been to. Went out there with McLeod one time.
Yeah.
That NASCAR report brought you by Design Lab.
That's right.
Wow. Very good.
Oh, and tonight and tomorrow, if you're in Hot Springs tomorrow, I know Heather covered everything.
Yeah.
And but we have the spa car show is tomorrow at the airport. There'll be 200 cars there.
200
we're going to take our fire truck. We went last weekend to Greenwood.
I knew you had a miniature truck.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not a miniature.
No, yeah, it's a. I've got two of them.
I didn't know that.
Well,
you got a full size one. I've got a regular 1913, and then we built a go kart that matched my dad.
Oh, you did? Okay, very good.
But we went to Greenwood last weekend and won our class, and my dad won.
Well, good luck to this weekend on that.
He won People's Choice, which is the coolest because out of all the antique car carts, they're there. Nobody
People
wants you to
it.
Touch their stuff, and we let kids climb on it, ring the bell. We give them a fire helmet. My dad talks to him about being a fireman, so it's really fun event.
Oh, very good.
What's the bad guy's name?
Kosovar.
I was going to say Kosovo.
Yeah. You did say it. And I was thinking Harfarg.
That's a great first report.
Good job.
Do I get to come back someday?
Steve Qualls.
Is it a Friday feature? I don't know.
Let's see.
It might be earlier in the week because the races are on the weekend.
That's right.
Unless he wants to promo the previous one.
I have whatever y'all want to do. I know that everybody listens to this show, and everybody listens to this show because it's so versatile. But there are so many race fans in Arkansas from dirt track, drag racing, go-karts.
I used to call stock car racing.
I know. We used to be at the big Murfreesboro Speedway.
That's right.
Diamond.
Let me just say this.
Yeah.
Boogity, boogity, boogity.
Well, that's right. I would say...
I'll wreck your mama.
Oh, I like that. Listen, I was such a novice at that stuff that I was actually... I got it.
I can't hear it.
Well, he's not there yet.
Oh, okay.
I used to call the halftime show 50-50. I would be announcing the race as it was going on.
Nobody can hear it. Well, you could hear it in the pits, but you can't hear it in the stands.
No, you can't.
But Roger did. We had so much fun.
Yeah, those were
tracking in the 80s and 90s.
It's just good work. Hard working people that go to these.
There's people that they take the tires off their mobile home, put them on the race car trailer. That's how they get their race car.
That's right. Track.
But that's the guy you worry about because he needs to win.
Good job.
For let's go. Who's your all-time favorite racer?
Mark Martin.
Okay.
Mark Martin, Jimmy Johnson. I loved Kyle Petty because when I first really started going to NASCAR races, he and Mark were the two guys that were the nicest to me when I met him. And someday I want to get Mark on here because Mark is a huge reason that NASCAR is on this big upward trajectory right now.
We've had him on the show a couple times.
We stood side by side, and even I thought that was me.
y'all are all about the same height.
Can't none of us
ride any of the rides at Disney World. But so what?
Right.
All right. Can we go to a break or no?
We can.
Let's go to a break here.
All right.
Let's see if you can do.
Yeah, I'm just fading.
Even though we can't hear it?
There we go. It's not just cones and signs out there. It's real people doing their jobs, trying to get home at the end of the day. In Arkansas, many transportation workers have been tragically killed or injured serving our state with families whose lives are changed forever. All because the driver, even for a second, stopped paying attention. It only takes a quick glance at your phone to change everything. And keep in mind, that's not just dangerous, it's also a moving traffic violation. Speeding's another big one. Those reduced speed signs aren't there for decoration. They're put there to protect lives. And if the workers are present, those fines are doubled. Bottom line, there's zero tolerance for reckless or distracted driving in work zones. Law enforcement's out there, and they will pull you over. Keep in mind, most work zones are only a few miles long. Slowing down and staying focused for that stretch? It's really not asking much. Because at the end of the day, whether you're behind the wheel or working on the road, we're all just trying to make it home. Slow down. Phone down. A message from the Arkansas Department of Transportation.
To celebrate their partnership with the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, your Arkansas Chevy dealers are giving away a 2027 Chevy Silverado 1500. For complete rules and to register to win, current Arkansas Game and Fish license holders should visit ChevySweepstakes.com/Arkansas Truck Hunt or see your Arkansas's best Chevy dealer for more details. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Open to legal residents 18 years or older who reside in Arkansas. Contest ends 12/31/26. Void where prohibited.
This is Trey Johnson with H.J. Trailer Sales. Spring is here, and y'all have made us the number one truck bed dealer in the state. We want to thank you for your support and business. If you're looking for the best customer service from folks that can handle any type of trailer and take care of you after the sale, with hometown service, it's H.J. Trailer Sales. Our team will handle all your service and warranty needs. See what great customer service looks like at H.J. Trailer Sales on Albert Pike in Hot Springs, or check us out on Facebook.
I checked Allstate first and saved hundreds on my car insurance. Really smart. Unfortunately, I didn't check if I took the gas hose out of my car's tank. Ooh, not smart. And I drove off while still attached to pump number 3.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Potential savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
In today's fast-moving job market, staying ahead means keeping your skills sharp. At University of Maryland Global Campus, we help keep your capabilities cutting edge with our skills-based education programs designed to move your career forward. Explore more than 135 degrees and certificates in business, cybersecurity, and more. Apply now and save with no application fee. Classes start May 13th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Shell.
Roger Scott here. You guys know how much I love the great outdoors. I mean, I am the naked gardener after all, and there's nothing that I love more than my very own lawn and being outside. But let's be honest, when the mosquitoes attack, it can be a real buzzkill. However, a monthly mosquito barrier from my friends at Sanders Ground Essentials can keep those skeeters away, which keeps my deck party going. Call them today at 315-9395 or on the web at sandersground.com. Sanders Ground Essentials. Let's get growing.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Pay depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 1037 The Buzz.
All righty then. Someone asked, who won the Man Cave contest? I'm going to be working on that this weekend. I lost my computer for about 4 days, and it was a problem. We'll have that announced, ready to go next week.
I think it's a lot of viruses in your cloud.
You think that's what
no,
it is?
You broke the screen.
Thanks to everybody who sent us messages. We haven't gotten to all of them, but we do appreciate it. Justin Akery joins us now. Good morning, Justin.
What's up, gentlemen?
How are you?
Overdriven.
Badly.
Oh, my God.
Well, we didn't touch it.
Well,
somebody else had this box before us.
Okay. Anyway, other than that, good. Gee, mini Christmas. I'm sorry. I'll talk in a minute. Let me eat this fix, for God's sakes. I mean, that sounds terrible. What are you doing?
It does sound hot.
Well, it's on high on a mic that needs to be on low.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Gosh.
Came...
Who put that on high?
I'll tell you who put that on there.
Ralph.
No. Jason Milligan.
Jason. Okay. I'm good. How are you guys?
Last weekend
I can't hear you
of racing.
Yeah.
Been a fun year.
Yeah, it has. Went quick, didn't it?
Are you doing your show tomorrow?
Yes.
So last one for the year.
Last one for the year.
Yeah. Not long night, long day today with the Oaks being so late.
Yeah, you seem to be very concerned about that.
No, I think it's interesting. I think it's, I mean, obviously they're trying to reach a bigger audience by going late. That's just, you don't see many races run at 7:40. So
I don't think you're going to be watching it, David. That's my prediction.
That's not true.
I may turn over there.
You may.
Listen, I'm going to be watching the.
You're going to be watching the Arkansas women's softball
team. That's true.
And when Renegade goes the men's softball
when
team.
When Renegade comes out of that one slot.
I hope you're right. I don't like his chances, but I hope you're right.
The other thing, is, Justin, we almost forgot about is that midway through the show, somebody said, "What about tennis today?" So I guess the tennis is at 11 o'clock today.
I care about Arkansas tennis as much as I did before.
I do now. I care more about it now.
Carl Akery.
Here's my thing. You know, we were talking about this the other day, and it's like, oh, and then there was a change at the gymnastics coach, and then it was like, oh, and one of the gymnasts left. And I was like, how many gymnastics meets did you watch this year? Now, I know it's very popular up there, and they're probably as good as anybody as far as the interest level, but I'm like,
that is who we are, though.
People care about football, and they care about basketball, and they care about baseball. They don't give a crap about the rest of it, so don't give me this faux, like, care about everything,
now, the
liar.
The tennis community has it.
Hey,
yeah.
Roger, next up, tennis NIL.
And then, you know what?
Odd, we won't be
will
a team.
Be, we will be the tennis NIL show of youth.
You guys are insane.
What's happening on the zone today?
Well, we're not going to talk about tennis, I can tell you that much. We are going to talk, basically, to all your guests that you guys already had on. Imagine.
Are you gonna have Bo on?
Bo Mattingly?
Yeah.
Did you have him on?
Yeah.
I mean, if he wants to come on, I guess.
Bo!
So. I like the fact that they're gonna stay here all day.
And they're gonna
spend the night.
Yeah.
You think Oakland's put them up?
I don't know.
Huh.
They're staying. Well, Chuck, I know, because he's.
I think Bo's gonna Rick Springfield. Chuck's not gonna Rick Springfield.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Who's going to Rick Springfield?
Bo.
And Chuck isn't? Chuck's speed.
No, Chuck's staying here with a nice cup of a French cafe after dinner.
Well, you know, you got to do what you got to do. Tom Murphy's going to join us, guys, in the 11 o'clock hour. We'll talk baseball and softball and spring football recap. I thought he had some good things on there from.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, it was good. So, anywho, we'll do that. And then let me see what else we got going today. Champs at Jumps, thanks to the Washed Up Bar and Grill and BKC Home Builders down here. Wayne Smith, the GM here, is going to join us in the 11 o'clock hour. You guys aren't the only ones who get him all the time. And then Pigskin is going to kick it with me. We got Todd back in the studio. And then, Launch coming on. We got Nancy, thanks to Winter Circle Concierge. What's on Tap, thanks to Flyway Brewing. And the Zone Rewind will be a little later in the show today. So
Are you staying over today?
No, I'm going out of town. My trip starts today.
It starts today?
Yeah.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah.
Raj?
I've been 6 months without a vacation, David. I'm dying. So what I'll do is I'll take 9 in a row, and then you guys will talk about it.
Be good. You are such
an accurate describer of how you jackasses work. You're right.
No, listen, the greatest thing is if Renegade wins this weekend, that's going to be our favorite.
Oh, are we still on that now? I didn't even know you guys. You guys are the most hilarious scorekeepers of all time.
We're great scorekeepers.
You're so funny. Listen, I don't know anything. I'm just a rip and read show. Tune in.
Oh, don't be a punk.
Jerks.
You know how much we love you, jerk face.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we do.
Right.
Until you become Mr. Penis.
Christian, thanks. Good work this week. Raj, great job
as always. Back at you.
Everybody have a great weekend. We appreciate you listening. We can't do it without you.
Well, and, don't
you can, but no, it wouldn't make any difference.
That's exactly right. We're grateful.
You're still here.
And the Zone's up next. Don't go away.
It's hard to believe we're already at the final week of live racing at Oaklawn, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yeah, but the good news is the Oaklawn Anywhere racing season never ends. Bet anytime, anywhere at bet.oaklawn.com.
Exactly. Phone, tablet, computer, you can watch and wager on races from tracks all over the country.
And if you're new, there's a sign-up bonus up to $200. Bet $200, get $50. All the way up to bet $800, get $200 back.
Plus, free pass performance.